Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, July 26th. Tesla tried to force a customer to pay $4,500 ransom over 80 miles of range that the company had software locked in his battery pack. Now, taking a few steps backwards, many years ago, Tesla used to sell the Model S vehicle with software-locked battery packs, way back in the early days when they sold smaller batteries but gave customers larger physical batteries that could be upgraded with a cost. Tesla phased out the practice over the years, but the company still uses software-locked battery packs when doing warranty replacements with larger packs than the customer had initially purchased. Now a peculiar case has highlighted problems with the practice. A customer had a battery pack replaced and wound up getting an upgrade, and years later, now, Tesla was performing a different repair and noticed the upgraded pack. Finally, Tesla hampered the customer's battery capacity and told him that he had to pay $4,500 to unlock the full capability. To add insult to injury, Tesla called that service a fix. After the thread went viral, Tesla did reportedly reach out to the customer, saying that they would take care of it right away. The Tesla Cybertruck has performed well in a community-made aerodynamic test. Pickup trucks are designed, for the most part, extremely similar, and generally have a bad drag coefficient between 0.55 and 0.65. And now, a new study of the Tesla Cybertruck aerodynamic performance shows that the pickup truck could have a drag coefficient of about 0.39. Although he didn't have the final design of the truck, Alex Lazaro Pratt, a CFD engineer for Numeric Systems, used the company's aerodynamic simulation technology to produce the study and release the results on LinkedIn. The engineer noted that there are room for improvements, and actually at one point Elon Musk agreed. Musk has said that the truck might get a drag coefficient as low as 0.30, astounding for a truck of that capability. Tesla is launching a new shareholder platform to manage its large investor base and allow them to participate in events and even ask questions. For now, Tesla only lists that the new platform will offer participation in events as well as voting for submitting questions for earnings call, but there's apparently more coming. They include participate in shareholder events, vote and submit questions during earnings call, and more to be announced. So I guess that is about it. Tesla owners can sign up by proving ownership with their brokers through Say and Plaid. EV startup Faraday Future's launch of the FF91, their first vehicle, will be pushed deeper into 2022 as the company seeks additional capital to start production. Financial ups and downs have continued to ravage Faraday Future over the years, along with controversies involving layoffs and loans. At one point, signs seemed promising, since last we heard in February, Faraday Future was touting a pre-production version of the FF91 ahead of the launch, and it even drove. However, according to a report from Bloomberg, Faraday Future is delaying the launch, seeking $325 million to continue operations. General Motors announced two deals to secure long-term supply of lithium from Livent and cathode materials from LG Chem. In the shorter term, GM has a new deal with LG Chem to provide cathode active material for their Ultium Cells joint venture through 2030. Along with this new deal, GM and LG Chem will also, quote, explore the localization of a CAM production facility in North America by the end of 2025. Now, in line with that, GM also secured a 6-year contract starting in 2025 to get battery-grade lithium hydroxide from Livent. Livent currently produces lithium hydroxide at a facility in North Carolina, but they are expanding, and the deal is likely going to involve Livent's new plant in Quebec. The race for battery hegemony continues. Volkswagen has announced the start of production of its ID.4 electric SUV at its manufacturing facility in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The start of production solidifies the ID.4 as Volkswagen's first EV to be built and sold in the U.S. The ID.4 began production late 2020 as the first all-electric crossover, and as part of an $800 million investment in the 4,000-employee operations, this new Chattanooga facility joins Volkswagen's other 5 sites around the globe currently manufacturing EVs. According to the automaker, the ID.4 remains its bestseller. Uber is expanding its electric vehicle rides through its new Comfort Electric option to more cities. And since many of these rides come from Tesla vehicles, The ride-hailing company has started sending out notifications on how to open Tesla door handles. Now, this actually isn't the first time we've seen instructions like these. New York yellow cabs have stickers on the side of the door that instruct users to push here to open. Now, if you ask me, I think that the Cadillac Lyriq would make for an even more confusing taxi vehicle. For that car, users have to press a button that is shaped like a handle and located where a handle would be, and then after that, pry open the door jamb. I'm still baffled the Cadillac made it that way. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Dean McManus says, "Thanks for the news updates." You're welcome, Dean. I'm glad you like the show. Thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.